Yeah, no, I definitely didn't, like I said, anytime you have three penalties, it's going to be a losing performance, and it's, you can't make that many mistakes, and, you know, when you're playing, you can't make that many mistakes.
Mark, having a performance like that, it invites a lot of scrutiny. Are you at all concerned that, could be a lingering thing?
I just need to play better. I understand that, I didn't have a great game, and it's something that I need to play better than I did last week.
As a team, does this feel kind of like a regrouping? You guys have said every year you're a little disappointed with kind of the way it's gone almost every single week.
We need to be more efficient and more effective from an offensive standpoint. We moved the ball and did a lot of good things on offense. To only score 17 points was disappointing.
Mark, how would you assess the first two games for you? Obviously, this one we talked about, but overall, are you pleased with how you played?
I think obviously against Buffalo, I feel like I played pretty well, but I think you can always improve, and I'm always going out to practice to try to improve.
Was this loss very reminiscent of like Tampa Bay last year? That kind of a disheartening.
No, Chicago's got a good football team. We just made way too many mistakes. When you have as many penalties and as many, we had two turnovers. Those things, you can't beat a good football team doing that, especially on the road.
Mark, what do you see happening in the running game right now, and what would be sort of the key to turning that around?
I think we're just not, not as precise as we need to be. We're not doing the things we need to do up front to give our running backs, the seams in order to be more efficient.
Is it easier said than done to correct that?
We just need to, I think it's little things. If you're off by, if you're off your landmark by, even if it's 6 inches, that, takes away 6 inches of running lane. So yeah, it's a, it sounds easy, but it's a lot tougher, to execute than just to say it. Well, I always look at it, I try not to have any bad plays, and I don't want to have penalties. And obviously, I didn't succeed in that last week.
How do you, follow it up?
You need to tighten up, and I practice hard. It's just a matter of going out and executing and playing better on the on the field, and that's something that I plan on doing.
Talk about the improvements Detroit's made in the offseason to the defensive line.
Yeah, they got a good front. Their front four is as good as anybody. They got, both of their ends are, Vandenbosch speaks for himself, and Averill's a fast, real good young player. So then obviously with Corey and Sue, they got, we'll have our hands full.
That's the best Lions line you've seen in the 2 years.
They're good. They got a good group, and we're gonna have to be sharp.
Someone kind of asked him. You've set a high standard here. Why don't you? I mean, I know that sounds like a stupid question, but I guess I'm surprised. When that happens, it's so surprising that I don't understand why.
Well, you go out. I've always kind of looked at every week. I try to prepare and to play as well as I possibly can. That hasn't changed. My preparation, everything's fine. You have a couple of loose plays, and it dampens your performance, and that's kind of where I was at last week.